Legends 92.9 now brings you Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware.
Well, the program is Lyrics and Legends. I've got my old friend Danny, who I always mess up your last name.
You did good the last time.
Really?
I was surprised.
Reese.
You're doing good.
All right. So ever so often, I have to call Danny and say, come down from Amarillo and bring somebody that'll be really fun to interview. And so called you last week, text you. I was like,
yeah,
need to get somebody down. So you came up with one.
Yeah, I came up with Lindsay.
Lindsay. All right.
Lindsay Lane.
Lindsay Lane is in the house. And Lindsay brought with her also Brian Wilson, who's part of the Amarillo music scene as well.
Brian Lee Wilson.
Brian Lee Wilson.
We want that serial killer vibe.
He called it a serial killer vibe. So we're glad to have you guys come down all the way to the Metroplex, to the Legends Radio Network headquarters, and sit in with us for a little bit. So, going to visit a little bit about where you grew up. We're going to do some music. We're going to have a lot of fun. And so we will get into this. So where did you grow up?
I was born and raised in Lubbock, Texas. And then I moved up to Amarillo and went to WT and got my teaching degree, education degree, and then stayed there because I had a job there for a while.
All right.
I used to be a teacher. I recently quit.
So what are you doing now?
I'm doing music full time. Here we go.
All right. You're brave jumping out there. So.
Yeah.
So when did you come to Amarillo?
To Amarillo, 2010.
All right.
But I didn't start playing music in 2010.
Now, how long have you been playing music?
I mean, since I was 12.
Okay.
Probably singing. I taught myself how to play the guitar in college. Right. And then I've been playing the piano since I was little.
So who's, like when you were that age, who were you listening to? Who was your influence on?
Patsy Cline.
Really?
Yeah.
So a 10-year-old Lubbock girl was listening to...
Uh-huh. I actually had to do a report over her in sixth grade, and I ended up singing some karaoke songs. And my mom said I was super mad when I came home because nobody knew who Patsy Cline was, and I thought it was just atrocious that nobody knew who she was.
One of my favorite memories. See, I get to tell my stories, too.
Oh, boy.
So we used to go fishing and listen to Patsy Cline, be sitting in the boat listening to all those.
Y'all had radios back then?
Oh, we had 8-tracks in the boat back in the day. Come on, man. What are you thinking? But that's for another program. So so then you go to college at WT, start teaching, start playing a few. Did you do anything in Lubbock as far as stage appearances or anything?
I did a few singing contests, and I played around with my dad and his buddies a little bit, but not too much.
So was your dad in a band?
Yes.
All
through his whole life, he's been in a band.
Now, what's his name?
Marvin Dale.
Marvin Dale. Is he in Lubbock still?
He's in Lubbock, yeah.
So, they played all around?
Yes, he played in a band, it's called Midnight Express, and he played with them actually when he was younger, and then he reformed it as he got older. And so he still plays with Midnight Express. It's just different people.
All right. Well, talk about this guy on the right of you a little bit that you've got with you.
I don't even know who he is. I picked him up off the street. I'm just kidding. Yeah. This is my lead guitarist, Brian, Mr. Brian Lee Wilson. And I met him a few years ago when I recorded my first extended play album, my first EP. So, and then he's just been here ever since. Lucky me.
Mm.
Yeah. So where are you from, Brian?
Originally from Groover. Was born in Wheeler, not too far down the road from here.
And Wheeler?
Wheeler.
Really?
The big city of Wheeler.
So when was that?
Oh, that would have been in 73. So
what were you doing in Wheeler, Texas? Just being born, I guess.
Just being born, I guess.
So were your parents working there? Or
yeah.
So who's your parents?
Danny and Joe Wilson. My dad was from Guymon, Oklahoma, was a Western swing guitarist for many, many, many years around the area, and that's what got me into playing. And so swing, country, all of that, and just kind of stuck with it over the years and played many years on the road. And with
now I'm really excited. We got a Wheeler boy and another one. So too much fun. So, Danny, how did you get
how'd
you get hooked up
actually,
with these?
Brian and I have been friends for a long time. Brian and I were in Texas together way back when, Neil Hess was still the director.
Right.
And Brian and I have always, you know, whenever I moved away to Colorado and down to the Hill Country, kind of lost contact. And then whenever I moved back, we, thanks to social media, we reconnected and picked up right where we left off. And we've been, I mean, buddies ever since. And then when Brian hooked up with Lindsay, I knew it was going to be a good deal.
I think everybody's going to be excited to hear Lindsay's music.
I agree.
And I think we want to do one of those. So can you talk a little bit about Trying to Find You and tell us a little bit about that song?
So this is a good start because I actually do have a story behind this song. About 2 years ago, when we had first started this project, I was really debating on staying teaching or doing music full time or just wearing myself out and doing both at the same time. And this song was about trying to find my purpose, technically, is where it originates from.
Okay.
So,
well, let's listen to this and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Makes one of us. This roadmap in the sea next to me, it ain't helping much. 'Cause every exit I wanna take is blocked off anyway. I keep looking for signs in every ghost town to, and my heart is lost, and it's trying to find you. Now I'm not scared of what's behind me, but I tear off my review, 'cause I don't need my past to haunt me when I'm trying to find you. Just about this damn highway. I keep looking for signs in every ghost town I've come to, and my heart is lost, and it's trying to find you. And my heart is lost, and it's trying to find you.
Programs, lyrics, and legends. We always have so much fun when we come do this. And I've got Lindsay Lane from Amarillo and Brian Lee Wilson in here, and also my old friend Danny Ruiz. So Danny's always fun to pick on. That was a good song. That one we just listened to was Trying to Find You. And so you wrote that?
I did, sitting at my kitchen table.
All right.
Staring out the window.
So you talked about you had been teaching and then you had been doing music and you decided to.
So she really doesn't like making money at all.
Yes, that's right. I was like, how can I make less money? This is my goal.
It's like,
and I've had so many years of experience at this already that I said it's easy, just watch.
Yeah. So at what point did you, I mean, where were you at when you decided, hey, this, I'm going to quit the teaching deal and do this music thing?
I actually did a lot of prayer time, and I prayed a lot, and a verse popped into my head, and it was weird because, I mean, I read my Bible. This is a confession. I hope my grandma's not listening, but not enough to know really what's going on in it. But I was really just struggling trying to figure out. So I was like, you know what? Everybody says pray about it, so that's what I'm going to do. So I was praying, and a verse popped into my head, and I didn't even think it existed because it just seemed like a really large number. And it was the book of Isaiah, and I turned to it, and it says, sing your song. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So at that moment, I was like, all right, we're quitting teaching, and that was last December.
So tell me a little bit about trying to break in the music scene in Amarillo. You guys probably know as well as anybody what, I mean, I know it's a tough deal anywhere, but I'm sure Amarillo is no exception trying to get your foot in doors and go book places and talk a little bit about that.
I'd say a lot of that was maybe eased up a little bit by the choice of musicians in the band and our connections already. I had already been with another band who was signed and traveled and all of that, so I had a lot of people that knew, you know, a lot of connections, and same with the band members, and that helped out quite a bit. People gave us a shot, and once they heard Lindsay, you know, they were fine with it. So
talk a little bit about that background. Who were you with for it?
Probably most notably Casey Berry. Okay. I was one of the live Texas Mosquitoes, and I was with him for nearly 10 years, and we recorded several albums together and just toured all over the place and hit all the places we wanted to play, you know,
right.
All that stuff. And I'd also played with Matt Martindale of Coup de Grace.
Sure. Yeah.
And we were part of his band for a short period of time while he went out on his own, and I recorded his album, Big Sign. I recorded guitar on that album as well, and I've just been playing a long time in this area, so various bands over the years.
Yeah, Matt's been over this way and played a couple of deals here.
Great guy, great writer.
Also saw him with, it's one of my favorite deals. I like to watch kind of like what we're doing right now, just people do acoustic stuff, and I saw him and Tommy Alverson in Lubbock, and that was, I think, one of my favorite deals because they just set and swap songs.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. Yeah. So, what are some of the places that you are pretty frequently playing at in Amarillo?
Joe Daddy's I've been playing at since the beginning, because before I started actually playing with this outfit, I was playing with my dad's band at the time, and we were just a cover band. We just went out and we all sang in the band. We all took turns. And so then when I wanted to venture out and start recording my own music, we decided I needed to go a different route, which it worked out really well, I would say. But Joe Daddy's has stuck through it since the beginning.
Joe Daddy's,
not
Joe Mama's. That's where I saw you guys last, I think.
Yeah.
Joe Daddy's.
Yeah, we frequent there. It's fun because the kids get to go. And
yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I've always enjoyed about your show, and being an entertainer myself, I go to your shows to take lessons on how to engage the audience.
Man,
no, I'm serious. I'm not even kidding.
Well, I hope I'm teaching the helping.
You get out there with the crowd. You go up the stairs. I don't do stairs when I have to do stairs, and you're doing it voluntarily just to go sing to a little 4-year-old girl up on the upper deck at Joe Daddy's. And I think, now that is so cool.
Well, thank you.
And so. Yeah, a lot of people, believe me, a lot of people come to see you, entertainers come to see you because they want to learn, and they need to take lessons from you. You're a great entertainer, and your next song is Bad Habit. And I got to tell you, the first time I heard this song when I was doing my radio show, Bad Habit was a song I called Brian up immediately. I said, man, that is the coolest, sexiest song I've heard in a long time.
I love this song.
And so that was a song I put in heavy rotation on my show, so...
Yeah,
so what was the inspiration?
So,
or do I want to know?
I'll go ahead and tell you, because it's not my bad habit. It's my co-writer's, so I'll gladly just throw that out on the air. No, at the time, she was living in West Virginia, and she was seeing a guy. And a few of these songs actually get blamed on her love life, which is she has a really crappy love life. But hopefully that'll change. But it's making for some great material, you know, so it's not bad.
Yeah, some of the best programs we've had, mostly guys talking about breaking up with girls. You know, that's a lot of inspiration.
What was my answer to almost every question? Tell me the story behind this song. There was a girl.
There was this one girl. Well, this is about this one girl who really likes Jack Daniels. So that's basically where it derived from, was she poured 3 shots of Jack in her Coke, and the guy she was dating at the time was like, don't you think that's a little excessive? And she's like, I just have a bad habit. So, and then she sent me a voice recording of a snippet of the chorus, and so from 1,300 miles away from each other, we wrote a song with just voice memos over our phone.
All right.
Pretty cool.
Well, we'll listen to Bad Habits and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Jack and my coke, blowing rings with your smoke. Hank Williams on the radio. I don't know where I'm going, but I know I got to go. I got a bad habit, real bad habit, that leaves me wanting more. Bad habit, real bad habit, that I just can't let go. Ooh. Sin whispers through my veins, heart rush like a hurricane. Something in you I can't obtain has got me going insane. Wanting more. Bad habit, real bad habit, then I just can't let go. Ooh. I was born to run, but your love I'll keep. Your typical I got a bad habit, real bad habit, that leaves me wanting more. Bad habit, real bad habit, that I just can't let go. Ooh, no, I can't let go.
The program's Lyrics and Legends. We got in the studio Lindsey Lane from Amarillo, Texas, along with Brian Lee Wilson and my old buddy Danny
Ruiz.
Thank you. We're getting to be a team, aren't we? Talk a little bit about that song, Bad Habit.
I just love that song. When you hear it, it's got this 1930s, 1920s vibe to it because it's got an upright bass. It's not it's not an electric bass. You hear the boom, boom, boom.
And
you,
which we had simulated by Brian Wilson on the...
Right.
Acoustic Martin.
But I think, was it Cody that recorded that?
Yeah, Cody Downs.
Cody's an amazing bass player, Cody Downs is. And so when you get him on that upright bass and you get that really big, throaty, resonant sound, it just blows you away. And then Lindsey just knocks it out of the park with that. You killed it on that style. Just awesome.
That is so much fun. I think I saw a video of you guys that maybe it was an event that you did around the 4th of July over... Was it around Meredith or somewhere?
Oh, Lake Meredith?
Yeah.
The Fridge Fortress Amphitheater.
Outdoor. So it looks like a really high-energy show. And I was thinking, it had to be a little hot and, you know, we're out there.
Out there. It was like we were on a frying pan, really. I mean.
They did a temperature reading on the concrete. Remember that? It was 130 on the concrete. So
it was toasty.
That's enough for me.
But yes, it is a high-energy show. I try to make it that way anyway.
It's a lot of fun. And, I really want to thank you guys again for coming over. This is a lot of fun. We always enjoy getting to visit with different artists from around the area. And really encourage people to try to be a part of, you know, if you love live music, go
Yeah, and I give out free stickers to anybody who dances. So
hey. I'm going to dance with Jim just so
I just wiggled my shoulder and she gave me.
Yeah.
We'll trade stickers.
I don't even have, like, make you work that hard. Really, you can wiggle your finger, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, look at those dance moves. Calm down.
So we'll go back to when you kind of first started getting serious about music. Did you do a lot of covers back then?
Yes, I did. And I like to do covers. I enjoy it. You know, why fix something that's not broken? So.
Because I'm thinking Patsy Cline, and who else did you like to listen to back in?
My influences? Well, Patsy Cline, Martina McBride, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Oh,
there's so
absolutely.
Many of them. Garth Brooks, But I really look up to Garth Brooks for his entertainment style, because he doesn't need a lot of smokes and lights and all the crazy stuff. He's entertaining because of who he is as a person. And so that's...
But he's not afraid to do all that other stuff.
Well, right, you know, he's not.
Yeah, no, he's not.
Talk about the song Gone with the Memories.
Mm, back to my co-writer, who has a really crappy love life. she moved up...
You know, one thing about it, if you have friends, you have all these resources about crash and burn stuff, you know. So
right.
Yeah. Make friends with people.
Yeah, well...
it might lead to a hit song.
Right. So she had this idea in her head. She wanted the family, you know, white picket fence, all of that good stuff. And so when he left, it just kind of ruined everything that she had in her head that she thought she wanted. And then he went and started a life with the whole other, like, kids and everything somewhere else after he told her he didn't want any of that. Yeah. But it was a great inspiration for a song.
So we're going to listen to Gone with the Memories, Lindsey Lane. We'll be back in just a few minutes. The program is Lyrics and Legends. I've got Lindsey Lane along with Brian Lee Wilson. Danny's also in the studio with us. Danny is a good friend from Amarillo who occasionally tells me I need to interview people, and so we Always follow your advice.
Well, I always bring you quality. Really good quality act.
Yeah. So we've been talking about interviewing Lindsay for a while. It's just taken me a little bit of time to get around to.
Yeah, you've been pretty busy.
It's been busy. It's always busy.
You are the Wheeler.
It's always busy. I'm just so stoked to know Brian's a Wheeler guy. So.
Are you from Wheeler?
Yeah, I was born in Wheeler.
When are you recording again, Lindsay?
Soon. I'm not going to give you a specific date because I don't want to hold anybody to it. Yeah, but hope really soon. Right now we're working on building up our fan base. So if anybody would like to come to our shows and like us on Facebook and Instagram and all that fun stuff.
Are we going
to
let it out? We're going to record that duo?
Yeah. You and absolutely. I? Yes.
Yeah, we've been talking about it.
Do you have it? I
wrote a song and it was a duet, and I really don't like the quality of the recording that I had. And you know, you've got to find the right voice to match with yours when you're doing a duet. And I think.
So you're going to debut it here on Legends? Or?
Probably good. It's hardcore. Right. It's old school hardcore country.
It is.
Well,
really
that's what we like. That's what we're all about. Jim's wife was in the car the other day, and she was like, "But this is a crying in your beer song." And I'm like, "That's what we do."
Isn't that what you're supposed to do with your beer?
We leave all that's so we leave the other stuff to those other guys. We do the old crying in your beer hardcore traditional country music here. So yeah. Anyway, now do you tour any?
We've been making our, I wouldn't call it tour, but each weekend, I mean, we've been trying to get out of town and out of the area, so, and then coming back, but we went to Hobbs last weekend to the Zia Park Casino.
So it's always fun to visit with people and learn, I mean, just that kind of stuff, because the whole deal, I don't know if a lot of people that aren't in music realize I mean, it's kind of a struggle, isn't it, to get dates and book shows. And
you definitely get a lot more no's than you do yeses.
And if you figure out what you get paid by the hour, it's probably...
You don't want to do that.
No.
If you do that, then it's... You
talk
don't
about
do
a
that.
Typical day, like if you're doing a show.
On a show day?
Yeah.
Well, I'll try to wake up by 9 if I'm lucky.
And this is if we're close by.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
If we're close
right.
by. Yeah, if we're anywhere where we're going to get to come home that night. I'll wake up by 9 and get my just life together at home. And then around noon, I'll start making sure all my gear is ready and all my merchandise is ready and all of the money for the merchandise box and making sure I have everything ready for who has to be when and where, what's happening at what time. And you're basically herding cats the whole time.
All right.
But, and then out-of-town gigs, I mean, I have to do all that the night before and then pack on top of it and then make sure I'm ready.
And, of course, that's packing band trailer, equipment for 5 people, our own PA most of the time.
So you get up at 9, you start getting all your stuff together, you got to get ready, you got to either load or have everything already loaded.
So we're working 12 hours before we start.
Right.
Well, then you get there and have to unload.
Then
set up, sound check.
Hopefully
have time to like dry your pits because you'll be sweating a whole lot and then
and
get
that's
ready to
if
go.
They if the venue allows a sound check.
Yes. And if they open their doors in time for you to, it's fun.
So then you go on at 9-ish or
yes, usually,
and do 2.5 hours
or 3 to 4
3 to 4 hours. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're wrapping up at 1 a.m. 12:31.
Then you gotta tear down,
load.
Then you gotta load up and go to either the hotel or home.
Yeah.
So it's a good 14-hour day once you really figure it out.
Well, with all the driving extra and everything else, it's easy to put in a 24-hour day sometimes.
Yeah.
So,
a couple of years ago, I did one stretch where I did a show in Amarillo Thursday night, drove to Stillwater, Oklahoma, played with my band following night. Actually, we left that night after the show, drove to Stillwater, Oklahoma, so that we could actually sleep a little bit, set up and played there, and came back and played in Amarillo the following night. Mm-hmm. It was just, and it seemed like one continuous day from Thursday to Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm. What really gets me is, and then you call to book somewhere, and they're like, "Oh, we can't afford that." Mm-hmm. And you're like, "Oh my gosh."
My favorite is, "Can you drive 12 hours and give us an audition? Because, well, can you pull up YouTube?"
There's this really cool thing called technology, and we all love it.
It saves us all time.
We want to get another song in here, Lindsay.
Let's do it.
Sweet Talkers. Talk sweet about talkers. This just a little bit. Is this about a friend that crashed
no.
and burned?
No, this is about, you know, this is about the rich guy in the bar who thinks he can pick up anybody just because he has money, you know? And they're, but they come off a little creepy. You can definitely see it from the stage when it's happening.
I see that, everything from the
that
stage.
That is actually really entertaining.
Yeah.
To watch the rich guy get shot down.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, but look at me. I drive a Maserati. I don't know why he has an accent.
He always knows. So.
I don't know why I gave him an
there,
accent.
And there really is a Maserati guy. That's the funny part. He revved it a whole bunch of times so we would look.
So. All right, so we're going to sing the song about the Maserati guy here. And,
with the accent.
With,
yeah,
the accent. The program's accent. Lyrics and Legends. And we're going to listen to a song called Sweet Talkers with Lindsay Lane and Brian Lee Wilson. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
I don't want to bum one of your cigarettes. I don't care about the zeros they write on your checks. Save your 2 cents for the IRS. Cause if my intuition's right, they're gonna audit you next. Did mama ever teach you the golden rule? Or was it just advice from the Sunday school? You skipped every weekend to satisfy your dirty deeds. Yeah, I've seen your kind. One, two, many times. Sweet talkers like you, sweet talkers like you. Sweet talkers like you can go to hell. I don't need your affirmation of my good looks. You always judge a cover, but you never read the book. Think your one-liners got me on a hook, but you're fishing with bait that just ain't no good. Charm your way through a crowded room. You talk a big talk, but you walk like a fool. Everyone in here sees through your dirty deeds. Yeah, we've seen your kind one too many times. Sweet talkers like you, sweet talkers like you, sweet talkers like you can go to hell. Your brand new shiny Corvette, not wasting any of my regrets on your dirty deeds. Sweet talkers like you in every bar and every avenue, yeah. Sweet talkers like you sent by the devil just passing through, yeah. Sweet talkers like you, sweet talkers like you, sweet talkers like you can go to hell.
Program's Lyrics and Legends. In the studio with us, Lindsay Lane, who had to get up to play that one, Danny. She had to get up.
Yeah.
I had to get sexy, get my sexy pants
actually,
on.
That's tame compared to what she does at her shows.
Yeah. I'm like trying to stay in the mic zone.
I think it was just space that kept her.
Kept her out there. Yeah, she had to stay in the mic zones.
You're welcome. I've also been drinking this energy drink, so now I'm kind of shaky.
Woo! You'll have heart palpitations that you can't get rid of in a few years. So just
okay.
I will say this though, Brian Lee Wilson there on the end of that song with that guitar picking, that was pretty amazing stuff.
Thank you,
Brian. Awesome. Man, thanks for coming over too. And
happy to
it's
be
always
here.
One of the things I enjoy is good guitar picking. So
Brian's honestly one of the best.
Yeah, awesome stuff. You know, we are gonna blow through this thing if we don't get another song in
here.
We
need another song in here.
We're gonna do Caprock Sunrise, I think.
Now give a little bit of the history of the Caprock Sunrise, because I heard a little bit of it whenever I asked you about it after I listened to your CD, and you gave me a little bit, but give a little bit of that one.
I wrote it in a Walmart parking lot, so you can get anything you'd want at Walmart, just so you know, including songs.
I wrote it in a Walmart parking lot.
I was just watching the sunset, and it just found a song here in my car.
For those of you who don't know, sunset for normal people is sunrise for musicians. So.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to listen to Caprock Sunrise, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
That I've been living in what I call home. These concrete trees around me don't give much room to roam. And when I look up at the night sky, all I see are city lights. And I find myself longing for that Texas light. I'm longing for West Texas sunset. Sweep me off my feet, waltz me away down a dirt highway covered in mesquite. Take me to the edge of the canyon where the view is far and wide, and I'll count my blessings as I count the stars in the sky. And then I'll welcome that Caprock sunrise. Left the open plains in search of a dead-end dream, out there chasing fireflies with a net that has no stream. Thought I'd find what I was searching for, but soon I realized that everything I want is across the Texas line. I'm longing for West Texas sunset. Sweep me off my feet, waltz me away down a dirt highway covered in mesquite. Take me to the edge of the canyon where the view is far and wide, and I'll count my blessings as I count the stars in the sky. I'm longing for West Texas sunset. Sweep me off my feet, waltz me away down a dirt highway covered in mesquite. Take me to the edge of the canyon where the view is far and wide, and I'll count my blessings as I count the stars in the sky. And then I'll welcome the Caprock sunrise. Lord, take me home to that Caprock sunrise.
The program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends. In the studio with me is my old buddy Danny Ruiz.
Yay. Ruiz. They grew up so fast.
From Amarillo, Texas. And now our good friends Lindsay Lane and Brian Lee Wilson, also from Amarillo,
We're
Texas.
We're friends now.
We are friends, officially. Yay. So, more than even on Facebook. So that song was Caprock Sunrise. Wow, I don't know. That may be my favorite one so far. So, we were going to do that off the CD, and then you guys started playing. We're like, no, we got to do that in the studio. Had little Brian singing in the background there, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Good job, man.
Thank y'all.
He's all teared up over there.
I like how he said little Brian and singing in the background.
No, a little.
He's Nobody. Like, how tall are you?
6'3".
Give or take, yeah. Jealousy is the next song we have on our list.
All right.
Talk a little bit about this.
Well, it's about another friend's boyfriend.
You know, it's kind of comforting to know that girls have songs about boyfriend. All the guys are like breaking up
with the thing is the guys, we live it. Girls live vicariously through others.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's true.
Lindsay married her junior high sweetheart, so she's living vicariously through her girlfriends. Okay.
Who are having all these heartbreaks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, before we do this song, give a little shout out to your junior high.
Oh, my husband?
Yeah, because, you know.
His name's Brian. Brian. Not this Brian.
Not this Brian.
Not this Brian.
You know, yeah. I have to think anybody that can be married to and live with a musician's got to be a special kind of person, so.
Special, all right.
Yeah, his name's Brian.
All right.
Well, Shout out.
Thanks, Brian, for
love ya.
Letting Lindsay come on. And all right, we're going to do Jealousy.
We are.
Talk a little bit about it and then hop into it here.
It's about a different friend, not the co-writer. So we went out to dinner, and she was complaining to the whole table about her ex-boyfriend. And while she's complaining, I'm texting my co-writer, and I'm like, listen to this story. It's so good. And we wrote a song that night. So, yeah. But she knows I wrote it about her ex-boyfriend. So
we're going to listen to Jealousy, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Issues and I got my regrets. And you can tell your friends to kick it. I ain't paying half your ticket. Cause I've been chained for so long now. I'll be damned now that I'm out. All my girls said, yeah, yeah, yeah. Liberty, you say, yeah.
Program is Lyrics and Legends. The song we just listened to is Jealousy off the CD. Tell me a little bit about your CD.
Well, actually, Mr. Wilson here, he produced it.
All right.
Yeah. He's just the jack of all trades. A Brian.
What's the name of the CD?
Gypsy Leavin' is the name of the EP. So there's how many songs? Five on there?
Five.
And there's a hidden track.
Bonus track. Yeah, it's
hidden. Bonus. Hidden.
All right, so we're not telling anybody about that, but... We got one more song.
Okay,
and
perfect.
So do you want to do Blame It on the Whiskey or Gypsy Leavin'?
Let's do, I guess, Gypsy Leavin'.
All right, we better
since
do that.
That's the name of the CD.
All right, because we're going to run out of time, and it's all because Danny talks too much. But we'll do Gypsy Leavin', then we'll come back for the Department of Shameless Plugs.
I can't wait.
All right. Program is Lyrics and Legends. Well, you know, it happens every time, Danny.
Yeah, we get together.
And we run out of time, and we can go on for hours and hours and hours.
You know, one of these days we're going to have to, we should set apart a couple of hours, and then I can just bring a bunch of songwriters from Amarillo, and we can do a Writers in the Round and just laugh for a couple of hours.
How about I think that? That'd be a great show.
That'd be cool.
Would you be in?
Heck yeah.
All right. We could come to Amarillo and do that.
Yeah, I'd like it if you came to Amarillo, too.
We have the next segment is called the Department of Shameless Plugs, where you can tell us anything you want to tell us, where to get your music, where to follow you on social media.
So, yeah, we have all sorts of merchandise, CDs, hats, stickers. You always get free stickers at any of our shows. But if you want a CD, you can come to a live show. They're only $5. Or I'll save you some money, and you can get it on iTunes for $4.99.
Well, there you go.
Wow. Or you can listen anywhere digital music is provided, all the stuff that doesn't pay artists anything. That works, too. That's up to you and your heart. You can also find us at www.lindsaylaneofficial.com, and that's where you can get all of where we'll be playing, all that fun stuff. It also has links to all of the social media that we're on. Mm-hmm. And you can also contact us through there as well. So, lindsaylaneofficial.com.
Thanks, Lindsay, for coming down to the Legends Radio World Headquarters. Brian Lee Wilson, thanks for coming over and visiting with us. We really
thank you.
Do want you guys to know we appreciate you taking time to come do
this.
Fun. It's always so much fun. And Danny, old friend, old pal, thanks for
He keeps calling. calling you old.
Well, yeah, I know. He keeps calling me old, and I'm like 100 years older than
you. It's just crazy, because you're only 21, right?
I'm only, yeah.
He's been on the road a lot, so it kind of...
Well, before we go, Lindsay, you want to give a shout-out to your band. I mean,
yes, I
You have a phenomenal band.
So yeah.
Give them Wilson plays lead guitar, and then on bass guitar, and sometimes... Well, when we do our trio, he's always bass guitar, but he also plays trumpet, too. Matt Harlick, who also, he tours with Doug Stone as well. And then Jay Weeks is on the drums, and his wife, Debbie Weeks, plays keys, and they all sing. So, it's pretty fun.
Man, you've got
We have big
awesome
vocals,
lineup.
big sounding band, and everybody is, it's really, I enjoy playing with everyone.
So much fun.
That is an awesome lineup.
It is a good lineup. Very, very good lineup.
Well, thanks again so much for coming and visiting with us, and we look forward to seeing you guys really soon.
I'm all excited. Right.
Check them out on lindsaylaneofficial.com. We'll be looking forward to seeing you again soon.
Thanks for having us.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware. Join us next time here on Legends 92.9.